is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordonier. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordonier. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Brandley on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skyler Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. dribbling. Simone Putoff goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Backdoor, Colleen, great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman stands behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordonier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rucci Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with a travel? Wow. Rucci bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds. So you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Lauderdale in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane, driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Lauderdale in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome to Rucci's Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium. I am Brian Billing, the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News for my day job. In for Jack Kramer, our fearless leader here on Scores Broadcast. He'll be off the next several games, but I am joined by his trusty sidekick, Chuck McBee, the great color man here on Scores Broadcast. And we have a great girls basketball non-conference game tonight between the visiting Tri-Village Patriots and the home Rucci Raiders. Two undefeated teams, both at 6-0 overall this year. Chuck, we both saw a lot of them last year. Fun teams to watch. Rucci is even better. I think it is safe to say at this point they look on fire so far. Tri-Village has a couple of, really three great pieces back from last year. Of course, they are now playing without Megan Downing, who graduated, who was a four-year star in the post for them. But they still have a lot of good players, including Riley Sagister, who is now in her fourth year as their starting guard. Could be a fun game here between two top-notch teams.
Yeah, it should be a good game. I mean, these are two of the better teams, girls' teams in the area. Tri-Village has been up there for a while. Rucci has done the same thing. I mean, I think we might see Morgan Hunt with a boot on down at the end of the floor, but I'm not sure. But, I mean, that would hurt Tri-Village if that young lady doesn't play, because she is really, I think, Riley Sagister gets a lot of the attention, and she should. The young lady's as good a shooter as there is. But Morgan Hunt, I think, is what kind of makes them go. And it's going to be a little tougher tonight if she's not in there.
Yeah, Morgan Hunt is a senior as well and has been a multiple-year player for the Patriots. 5'10", she is committed to Thomas More University and was averaging 12.3 points, 6.7 rebounds, and 3.8 assists. We were told by Scott Ward here earlier that he understood she wasn't going to be here tonight, and we are thinking we do see her in a booth, so that could be a loss for the Patriots this year, but they still have a lot of other pieces, which we will talk about a little later, but we do want to thank you for listening on scoresbroadcast.com and thank our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Airstream in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance in Sydney, Clancy's Restaurant on Walpock Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw, in Mercer County, and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake, Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, and SecureCom in Minster. Hi again, I'm Brian Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McPhee, and you are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. And we do remind everyone this is an online-only broadcast. We are now online-only here on Scores as the radio station is not currently carrying the feed.
Well, if you have a phone, you got a radio, so you don't need the radio station to cover it.
Absolutely, and having great Bluetooth capabilities now as you're driving, it's really easy just to sync that phone up and listen in the car when you're on the go as well. We're going to pause for a break, and when we come back, we will take a look at these two teams. You're listening to ScoresBroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the tomahawk burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Oops.
Welcome back to Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McPhee. We are here for Tribe Village and Rushi in a non-conference game between two of Southwest Ohio's top Division IV teams. Tri-Village has been a regional staple here these last several years. Rushi has been a district staple and played Cincinnati Country Day very close in a district final, only lost by a couple of points. And they played Country Day closer than Fort Laramie and Tri-Village ended up playing them in regional games a week later. That was a fun tournament stretch there last year for sure. We do thank these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address, 575 East Main in Rushi. There are keys to the game, key building components, and of course, Francis Schulze is your choice for building. With the keys to the game tonight is Chuck.
Well, let me make this up on the fly as we go here. I think the key for Tri-Village is A, get Riley Sagister her shots. And the second, I think, is finding, keeping Kate Sherman off the board. She's a good rebounder. They need to find Cece Borchers and Maya Monin and Reese Gubo, because they all three can shoot the ball, so they need to go find them on the arc and not let them have open looks. The key for Rushi, obviously try to keep Sagister in the building. I mean, the young lady can just score at will. She's going to have to shoot the ball more if Hunt's not playing, and I don't think she is. So those are your building components tonight. Both teams need to rebound. Both need teams to take care of the basketball and shoot free throws.
From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Remember, Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with all of that and that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We'll be back right after this on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. SCORES. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McPhee. You're listening to ScoresBroadcast.com. We have Tri-Village and Rushi taking on each other in a non-conference game tonight. Tri-Village enters with a 6-0 overall record. Rushi also enters with a 6-0 overall record. And these two squads have won in lopsided fashion for a lot of their games this year. Tri-Village has had only one game that wasn't a running clock game, and that was against Fairbanks the second night of the year. What a drive that is from Fairbanks to Tri-Village. That's where the game was.
Wow.
And Tri-Village won that one 47-41. All five of the other games the Patriots have played have been running clock contests. Rushi has had three running clock contests in their last three games, including a 61-11 win over Houston in Shelby County Athletic League play last week. They also recently beat Fairlawn in lopsided fashion in SCAL play as well. We saw Sydney come here and lose by 10 points to Rushi in the first game of the year. The Raiders also had a close-ish game the next night, although they took a big lead at Minster early and cruised from there. I believe that ended up about an 7-8 point margin. And since then, Rushi has continued to roll. The Raiders starting lineup tonight features 5'9" senior guard CC Borchers, 6'0" junior forward Ronnie Poling, 5'6" senior guard Maya Monin, 6'1" senior center Kate Sherman, and 5'6" senior guard Reese Gubeau. The starting lineup for Tri-Village tonight features 5'7" senior guard Riley Sagister, 5'6" freshman guard Sydney DeLong, 5'7" senior guard Tori Richards, 5'10" junior forward Bella Black, and 6'3" freshman center Kennedy Hager. It's been a nice start for Hager in her first year in high school. She's averaging at 6.5 points, 6.8 rebounds per game. Bella Black is averaging 6.2 points and about 8 rebounds a game for the Patriots. Richards is having another good year. She has been a great worker for the Patriots these last few years. as Sagaster, Hunt, and the graduated Megan Downing have taken a lot of the shots. Richard's still a big piece, and this year she's averaging 11.5 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 3.2 assists through the first six games. And Sagaster leading the way with big numbers so far this year, 23.3 points, 5 assists, and 4 rebounds per game. The Patriots, again, are playing without Morgan Hunt, which we did know going into this, thanks to Scott Ward for letting us know that. And again, we do believe that she is in a boot. We will get confirmation of that later on tonight. But Hunt was averaging 12.3 points, 6.7 rebounds, and 4.8 assists in the first six games. So this could be interesting for Tri-Village as they may be playing their first game in a while, for a while, that is, without Hunt. Rushi, they've been on all cylinders so far this year, and this is a real opportunity to prove themselves. Chuck, after a strong opening weekend beating Sydney and Minster, two strong teams, right. 1D1, 1D4, they have another chance for a premier non-conference victory.
Well, this is what your resume when you sit down and people start talking about it. I know it's a little early to be talking about tournament, but you want a good seed. Your seed is going to help you get through. It gives you, if you're the number one seed, you got the choice of who you're going to play, probably in the district. You set yourself up. So this is a big game. I mean, it's early in the season, but still, it's got ramifications.
Of course, Rushi does have 8 seniors on this squad this year. They are very senior-laden, just like the successful volleyball squad was. We do want to mention one of them. Carly Scott is fighting her way back from an injury. She is out indefinitely right now. But Rushi has had the rest of its core all through this season so far. We're going to pause for one last commercial break. When we come back, we will have the tip-off between Tri-Village and Rushi. You're listening to ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
And welcome back to Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium. I'm Brian Filling alongside Chuck McBee. The starting lineups are getting introduced right now, and we are moments away from starting this non-conference showdown between two undefeated 6-0 teams. Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. No masks required, GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices throughout Ohio, including offices in Sydney, Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. Introductions are over, and it is Ronnie Poling and Bella Black heading to the center to get things underway.
Well, Tri-Village has a huge advantage in tanning. They are much tanner than the Rushi girls.
That is for sure. Poling, again, is a 6'0 junior forward. Black, a 6'3 freshman. And it is, Hager, a 6'3 freshman who won that tip. And Hager does indeed win it. Tri-Village gets it to start. A little bit of a height advantage there, Chuck. You can see how Hager ended up with that. Ball knocked out of bounds. It's last off of Rushi. Tri-Village will take it in from under its own basket. 16 seconds has ticked off as Tri-Village passed it around then. Sagister under the basket throws it back out to Hager near the top of the key. Hager looks. There's a pass inside to Bella Black, and the 5'10 junior forward scores to put the Patriots on top early, 2-0, 7:30 and counting left in the first quarter.
Yeah, Tri-Village is coming out in a 2-3 zone, and Rucci's going to have to figure out how to attack it. I guess that'll work.
Yeah, Monum fires up a three. It is an air ball. Tri-Village with a rebound. The Patriots get quickly back down the floor. They go to Hager. She gets a nice shot off the glass. Tri-Village ahead 4-0. Rushi going to work now, and CeCe Borchers tried throwing a pass to Monin. They're picking it off is Black. Black throws it to Sagister. Sagister dribbling at the top of the key, and the Patriots reset, but she throws it away. Was partially deflected, and Monin comes up with it. Rushi races back down the court. Gubeau pulls up for a jumper on the left side of the baseline. No good. Black gets the rebound for the Patriots. She throws to Sagister. Sagister throws up court to Richards. Richards throws it back out near the free throw line to Black, who pulls up for a jumper. No good. Poling is there for the rebound. She throws to Borchers. Borchers dribbles the length of the court. Goes up for a layup try. No good. Borchers grabs her own rebound, throws it back out to Gubeau, and the Raiders are going to reset here.
Tell you what, CeCe did everything that would make the basket that time.
Borchers now has it left wing. She throws inside to Sherman. Sherman dribbles, shoots, scores. Nice move.
Nice. That was nice.
She had it on the left side, dribbled inside, spun a little bit, and put up a shot with her right hand. And that gets Rushi on the board. It cuts Tri-Village lead to 4-2, 5:58 in counting left in the first quarter. Borchers then knocks the ball away from Richards. They throw it up court to Gubeau, and she knocks down a three from the left wing just like that. Rushi is on top 5-4.
That didn't even move the net. That went through so smoothly.
Sagister goes inside. She gets a shot to fall. She was fouled as she shot. That puts Tri-Village back on top. The foul went against Gubeau. And now Sagister goes to the free throw line with the opportunity to extend the lead to 2 points. Free throw up. It's good. That pushes Tri-Village's lead. I can't remember, and they haven't fixed the scoreboard yet.
I think they're struggling with the scoreboard.
So that should be, 7-5, I believe. And that is the score. There's a shot. It goes off the front of the rim by Poling. She grabs her own rebound and puts it back. So that will put Rushi ahead. They're saying 7-7 on the scoreboard.
2, 4, 6, 7-7. That is right.
We are accurate again. 7-7. Nice shot there by Poling. Good way to go up and get your own rebound, right, Chuck?
Yeah, I mean, she has improved so much from last year. She's going to be a force.
5:02 and counting left in the first quarter. Black is dribbling, goes up, puts up a shot. It goes off the back and in. Tri-Village back on top, 9-7 now. 4:50 and counting. Borchers has it at the top of the key for Rushi. She goes to Monin, who pulls up for a three off the back. No good. There for the long rebound is Richards. She takes it up the court for the Patriots. Throws it back to Sagister. Sagister with it. Directing things now. Dribbles inside. Pulls up for a floater. No good. A pulling. Grabs the rebound. Throws to Borchers. It works across half court. Goes inside. Loses the ball. And picking it up for Tri-Village is Black. Black throws to Sagister. Sagister takes it up court. And Tri-Village will set up here, 4:14 and counting, on top by two. There's a three from the left corner by Richards, no good. Hager gets the rebound. She throws it over to DeLong. DeLong throws it back to Sagister. Sagister, long three from the volleyball line, no good. And there is Sherman grabbing the long rebound for Rushi, right in front of Rushi's student section.
Boy, that was a deep three right there. She almost made it.
Borchers has it. Three off the front of the rim. No good. There for the rebound is Sydney DeLong, a 5'6" freshman. One of two freshmen playing right now for the Patriots. One of the two freshman starters.
Attacking a 2-3 zone. All those threes, you can get them any time. You need to work the ball and try to get some high-low and low-high moves.
Black goes inside, puts up a shot. No good. Poling comes down with the rebound. 3:19 and counting left in the first quarter. Tri-Village is on top of Rushi. 9-7. Patriots have led most of the game. Poling throws
like
a pass
that
inside to Sherman and gets it to fall.
There you go.
Tie game again. 3:05 and counting. 9-9. Sagister takes it up court for the Patriots. She throws it over to Richards. Richards throws it back to Sagister. Sagister dribbles, goes back outside, pulls up for a three, no good. Borchers grabs the long rebound. There is a scuffle as she fell down, and Rushi coach Paul Bremigen calls a timeout. We'll be back. 2:44 left in the first quarter. Tri-Village 9, Rushi 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
I'm Bryant Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Rushi getting the ball coming out of that timeout. Tied with Tri-Village 9-9 with 2 minutes 44 seconds left in the first quarter. Borchers has it. She takes it across half court. Throws it over on the left wing to Gubeau, who pulls up for a three. It's no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Hager for Tri-Village. And it will be Rushi ball now. Raiders brought in a new player in that timeout. It is senior Grace Holscher who is now in there. She has it, gets a bullet pass inside, throws a bounce pass that is ripped away. Both squads fighting for it now. And we have a jump ball called. Possession arrow is with Rushi, so they will take it out. We are here at center courts, right above the scorer's table. Rushi in all white, going from right to left here in the first half. Tri-Village in all black, going from left to right. Gubeau throws it inside to Dosek, who also came in. Dosek throws a pass over to Borchers, who goes inside, pulls up for a shot. Can't get it to fall. Sagister grabs the rebound and works it across half court. Sagister goes over to Hager. Hager dribbling, goes inside, pulls up for a shot and gets it to fall. For a 6'3" freshman, Chuck, she's got some moves.
That was right down the lane, put it up off the glass. That was impressive.
That basket puts Tri-Village on top again, 11-9. Holscher with it on the left wing for the Raiders. There's some more passing. Now Poling has it right corner. Goes back to Borchers. Top of the key for a three. No good. Dosik grabs the rebound. Goes back to Holscher. Pulls up for a shot off the rim. No good. Grabs her own rebound. And she is fouled by Tri-Village's Tori Richards as she was dribbling. That is just Tri-Village's first foul. Rushi only has one foul. Clean game so far. 1 minute, 32 seconds left in the first quarter. Tri-Village ahead by two.
Rushi just settling for threes against that zone, and they're not making them.
A couple more substitutions now for Rushi. Holscher does stay in, and she throws a pass inbounds. Getting the pass is Kelby Dosick. Dosick goes over to Monin. Monin goes back to Borchers. Sherman also in for Rushi. Those are your five Rushi players. Now with it is Holscher. Grace Holscher on the right wing throws it over to Dosick. Dosick inside to Sherman, who puts up a shot. No good. They're knocking the rebound was Hager. She knocked it back to her teammate, Bella Black. And the Patriots work it down the court. Now with it is Richard. She throws a pass over right wing to Black. Pulls up for a three. No good. Off the rim. Rushi grabs the rebound. And we have a Tri-Village foul. That foul goes against Sagister. And that is two quick fouls for the Patriots.
Boy, neither team shooting the ball very well first quarter.
They are not. Really fun to see these post players at it inside, though. These are some skilled inside players for sure.
That was a nice move by Sherman. Just couldn't make a drop.
Yes. And there, getting the rebound, is Tri-Village. So a quick shot and miss by Rushi. Tri-Village goes back to work, but it's deflected. And they're coming away with it is Sherman. Sherman throws to Borchers. She races down with 30 seconds left. Nearly loses it. Does lose it. Throws it back over to Holscher. Pulls up for a jumper. No good. Tri-Village rebound with 23 seconds left. Patriots ahead by two. Sagister goes inside. Pulls up for an ill-advised shot. That goes off the side of the backboard. No good. Rushi rebound, but there is a steal by Richards. Richards dribbling. Goes to Sagister, who pulls up for a three. Way outside, no good. Poling grabs the rebound with 5 seconds left. Excuse me, that is Borchers who pulls the rebound. She tries to throw it up court. Rushi cannot get a shot off before the end of the first quarter. So we end things after one quarter of play with Tri-Village ahead 11-9. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Tri-Village leads Rushi 11-9 heading into the second quarter. Fun first quarter there, Chuck. Pretty fast pace. Some good play, but as you noted, shooting-wise, was not a good quarter for either squad.
Well, Black and Hager have 4 points each inside for Tri-Village. They both had a pretty nice first quarter. And then Sagister had the three-point play. She has not made a three yet.
Rushi, as you noted, has been throwing up a lot of threes against that 2-3 zone. What's the best way to get somebody out of a zone, Chuck, in your experience?
Just go ahead and something's got to be open, low corner, high post. He hit high, threw the ball low. Those are the ways to attack it. You got to move. You got to have cutters.
Tri-Village has it. Rushi nearly thought they got an over and back, but they don't. Richards goes up for a jump shot on the left side of the free throw line. No good, and there is a foul by Tri-Village after Kate Sherman had come down with the rebound. I believe that is going to go against Hager, and that is who picks up the foul. 7 minutes, 40 seconds left. Now in the second quarter again, Tri-Village ahead by two. Interesting there. Coach Paul Brimagen really thought when Rushi had a double team on Sagister that she had stepped over the court.
She jumped up and down and tried and just let the ball drop. It should have been double dribble.
Okay. Well, Rushi working now on its end. Mana goes up for a three. A left corner, no good. Tri-Village grabbed the rebound, but Bella Black, who had it, stepped out of bounds along the baseline with it, so Rushi is going to keep it.
Now, Tri-Village went 1-3-1 that time down. Now they're back in their 2-3.
Sherman has a shot blocked by Hager. Grabbing the rebound is DeLong. She throws it to Sagister. And Tri-Village goes to work now. Sagister dribbling, throws it over in the left corner to DeLong, who knocks down a three. Nothing but net. Tri-Village takes a 14-9 lead. That is the biggest lead for either squad so far tonight. Dubois dribbling. She goes to Monin in the left corner, and the ball is knocked away. It goes to Black. She goes to Sagister, and Tri-Village will now go to work with it. Sagister dribbling. She throws a bounce pass over to Richards. Richards goes over and finds Black, who pulls up for a three. No good. Nice saving rebound there by Hager, who threw it to DeLong. She went up for a shot. It was no good. There is a foul called that goes against Jayla Shappy, who is now in for the Raiders, a 5'5" junior. And it was Hager who was trying to pull up for a shot on the rebound, who was fouled, and she is now going to the free throw line. Wasn't sure if she was shooting, but that is what they said. She knocks down the first free throw. Second one is coming up.
This is an impressive young freshman, at least here in the first quarter and a half.
Yes, it is. And she is averaging 9.5 points, 5.5 rebounds through the first six games. She gets that second free throw to fall, and that puts Tri-Village ahead 16-9, 6:33 and counting left in the second quarter. Sherman has it back down on Roosh. She's in. She pulls up for a jumper. It's no good. Both squads fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it is last off of Sherman. So that will be Tri-Village basketball.
Well, Tri-Village has been in a 2-3, a 1-3-1, and man-to-man. They are switching up their defenses, and Roosh not seeing that and really not attacking very well at all.
Sagister throws the inbounds pass to Kirsten Wilcox, who is now in. She goes back to Sagister. Sagister throws it back up the court. Now with it is Black, who throws it over to Sagister, and Sagister knocks down her first three of the game from the left wing. That puts Tri-Village ahead 19-9. It's been all Tri-Village here in the second quarter in the first 2 minutes, and their Roushey coach Paul Bremigen calls a timeout. We'll be back here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee here at Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium. Tri-Village has scored 10 consecutive points, and they lead Roushey 19-9, 6 minutes left in the second quarter, coming out of that Roushey timeout. Roushey will try to get something going here. Now with it is Reese Dubois. She throws it over to Borchers, who has to go up, but she does grab the pass. Borchers goes inside to Sherman, who has a shot blocked by the freshman, Kenny Hager. Hager throws it to Sagister. Tri-Village now working down on its end. There's a pass to Hager. She was wide open and got a shot to fall off the glass. 21-9 lead for Tri-Village. They have now scored the last 12 points. Borchers takes it across half court. Throws a bounce pass to Sherman. Sherman goes back to Dubois. Dubois looking, throws it over to Holscher. Holscher on the right wing. Looks, goes back to Dubois. Dubois to Poling. Poling over to Borchers. Right corner. She gets a three to fall. Desperately needed points for Roushey to break a long scoreless drought. And that cuts the gap down to 9, 21-12. Just under 5 to play in this second quarter.
Well, playing against a 1-3-1, your diagonal passes down to the block and back out of the are your best looks.
There is a bounce pass by Tri-Village's Cindy DeLong that went into traffic, and Roushey comes away with it. Rushi has a pass knocked out of bounds back on its end, and now the Raiders will throw it in. Clock stop with 4:41 left in the second quarter. There's a substitution. Maya Monin coming in place of Grace Holscher for the Raiders. Monin's going to throw it in. She does to Poling. Poling goes up for a shot. No good. And there is a rebound by Bella Black. 5'10". She was able to beat out the 6'0" Poling for that rebound. Sagister, long three. Nothing but net from behind the three. Volleyball line, that is. Wow.
That was deep.
24-12. That puts Tri-Village ahead. Dubois has it now back on Rushi's end. She throws a pass over to Monin. Monin goes over to Sherman. Sherman along the left baseline gets a jumper to fall. That cuts the gap to 10 at 24-14. Tri-Village working quickly back on its end now. Sagister has it near half court. She dribbles along the left side, then throws a pass over to Richards. Richards goes over to Black. Black now with it right wing, goes back out to Richards. Richards dribbling, throws it back over right wing to Black, who pulls up for a three. No good. The rebound goes out of bounds off of Hager, and that will be Rushi ball with 3:35 left in the second. 24-14 lead for the Patriots over the Raiders. Kate Sherman comes out, and Dosek now comes in for the Raiders. Kelby Dosek, 5'10" senior. She now has it. Left wing, dribbles once, then throws it over to Gubeau. Pulls up for a three. Right wing, no good, but there is Dosek for the rebound. As Chuck noted, that was well short, but Dosek was well placed and gets the rebound and put back to pull Rushi within eight.
I think Gubeau will probably call that an assist.
Yes. There is a 30-second timeout called by Tri-Village. We'll stay here on scoresbroadcast.com. 24-16 lead for Tri-Village over Rushi. Chuck, what have you seen from these two teams so far that has been working? I mean, what's worked when Rushi has been able to get inside?
Well, that's the key. Against that 1-3-1, you need to throw the ball to the high post. That makes the defense shift, and then you can look. They've got one person in the back. Unless they rotate quickly, you got to have somebody open down on either block. That's how you need to attack a 1-3-1. Diagonal down, diagonal back out.
Rushi now coming out of this timeout will try to do that, as they're going to try to get some offense going again. After not scoring in those first 2 minutes of this quarter, they have scored 7 points since. We are at 3:08 left in the second. Excuse me, that was a Tri-Village timeout. Tri-Village takes the ball in after its timeout. The Patriots go to Richards. Richards dribbles and pulls back out. She was along the right wing, now dribbles around the arc, left side, throws a pass over to Black. Black with it, looking, throws it to Sagister. Sagister on the run, picks up the dribble. She's being guarded by Gubeau, in trouble, throws it over to Richards, who pulls up for a shot. It's no good. There is Borchers for the rebound. She dribbles up the court, goes up for a shot, gets it to fall.
Wow. I don't know how she got that shot to the rim.
She was guarded by two Tri-Village players, still able to get the ball up, gets a basket, draws a foul, and Rushi has a nice opportunity here to cut into the deficit. That basket alone has cut it down to a 6-point game. Here's the free throw. It's good. Nothing but net. It is now a 5-point game. 24-19, Tri-Village leads. Sagister works it across half court. 2:32 and counting left in this first quarter. Black has it near half court. She throws it over to DeLong. DeLong goes to Sagister. Sagister dribbling with it. She throws a bounce pass inside to Hager, and there is a foul on Rushi. That is Kelby Dosek, who was called for the foul.
Still out of bounds. Kelsey has got to get out. Kelby, right? She's got to get out in front of that. She can't play behind and then try to stick a hand in.
Tri-Village takes the pass in. They go to Black. Shot is no good. Rushi grabs the rebound. Goubeau dribbling, gets it across half court. She goes to Borchers. Borchers goes inside, pulls up for a jumper. It rolls around, rolls out. Ball goes out off of Dosik as both squads were fighting for the rebound. And Tri-Village is now going to take it in at 2:04 left in the second quarter.
That did everything to go in.
Rushi could have used that, but they have still managed to cut this gap in half after trailing by 10 earlier in this quarter. Actually, was it 12 at one point, wasn't
12,
it?
Yes.
So they've now cut it down to more than half, down to 5. Black goes inside and has the ball knocked away from her. Was last off of Mayamana for Rushi, so Tri-Village is going to keep it and take it in from under its own basket. Kate Sherman comes back in for Kelby Dosek. For Rushi during that stoppage of play. Now Tri-Village trying to throw it in. It is Richards. She gets it in to Hager. Hager back out near the top of the key. Throws it to Sagister. Sagister goes left corner to Richards, who gets the shot to fall. Nothing but net. That was Sydney DeLong there with the shot. A 5'6" freshman. So that pushes Tri-Village lead to 27-19 with 1:25 and counting left in the second quarter. Here's a pull-up jumper for Sherman. Rolls around and falls in. 1:18 and counting. 27-21 after those two quick baskets. Tri-Village on top. Sagister has it. She's dribbling. Goes inside. Looking for someone to pass to. Gets it to Hager. Hager dribbling, being guarded by Sherman. Goes up for a shot. It's no good. Driving in and getting the rebound was Richards. And we have a whistle blown. Did she step out of bounds with
it? Yes, yes.
So Richards steps out of bounds with it. And now Rushi will get to take it in from there.
Well, they, maybe Hager went to a shot she probably doesn't want to do yet. That left-handed shot wasn't close.
Goubeau gets it across half court, throws it to Monin. Monin goes back over to Goubeau. Goubeau on the right wing goes inside to Borchers, and there's a whistle. Goubeau was fouled before she passed it. That foul goes against Tori Richards of Tri-Village. And Rushi will now take it out from under its own basket. Tri-Village 5 fouls, Rushi 3, 46.9 seconds left in the second quarter. Tri-Village on top, 27-21. Monin throws it over to Sherman. Sherman, right wing, goes inside. It's no good, that shot attempt, kind of an ugly one. Tri-Village grabs the rebound, races back down the court. Sagister, coast to coast, goes up for a shot. No good. And there is a... is this a foul on Tri-Village? Yes, it is.
It's on Hager. She's acting like she's surprised, but she went flying through there and knocked two people down.
Okay.
They're going to call it every time. That's her second.
Okay. Luckily, it is in the final seconds of the second quarter, so not too costly. She does go to the bench here, though. Won't be on the court for the last 30 or so seconds. Rushi throws it in after that foul. Under Tri-Village's basket, Borchers works it across half court. She goes over to Monin. Monin looking, throws it across court to Goubeau. Goubeau to Borchers. Borchers back to Monin. Monin goes up for a three. Left wing, no good. Borchers grabs the rebound. It's taken away by Tri-Village. Then Ronnie Poling came up to Bella Black, got a hand on it to get a jump ball called. Possession arrow stays with Rushi, so Rushi gets to reset here. They'll take it in from under their own basket. 14.9 seconds left, trailing Tri-Village 27-21. Kate Sherman gets the inbounds pass. She goes to Goubeau, goes up for a three, and knocks it down. Nothing but net from the right wing. Sagister dribbling in the final seconds. Pulls up for a jumper. Off the front of the rim, no good. Sherman rebound, and that will end the second quarter. Rushi finishes strong and cuts a gap that was at one time 12 points down to 3 as we head into halftime. Tri-Village still on top, though, 27-24. We'll be back for halftime stats and more in a moment here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
I'm Brian Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, in for Jack Kramer for the next several games or so here on ScoresBroadcast.com alongside our trusty sidekick, Chuck McBee. It is a 27-24 lead for Tri-Village over Rushi here at halftime, but what a run to end the second quarter for the Raiders. Tri-Village led 24-12, but Rushi finishes on a 12-3 run to cut this gap down to 3 points here at halftime. Halftime is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice, as well as Schnipple Construction and Bodkins. Building excellence, I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. Chuck has the halftime scoring for both of these teams. How are we looking there, Chuck?
Well, we talked about how to attack that zone. The best way to attack any defense is to beat them down the floor. That's what Rushi did on their run to get themselves back in the game. They have a 17-16 rebounding advantage, 5-4 on the offensive boards. Tri-Village turned the ball over 6 times in the first half. Rushi 4. Both teams took care of the ball pretty well. Rushi 1-for-1 from the free throw line. Tri-Village 3-for-3. Individual scoring for Tri-Village: Riley Sagister has 9. Kennedy Hager has 8. Sydney DeLong has 2 threes in the second quarter for 6 good-looking freshmen. And Bella Black has 4. Torrey Richards didn't score in the first half, but they scored 27 points. For Rushi, they were led by Kate Sherman with 8. C.C. Borcher, 6, all in the second quarter. 6 from Ronnie... Oh, I'm sorry, 2 for Ronnie Poling. I can't read my own writing. 6 from Reese Gubo and 2 from Kelsey Kelsey Dosick. They scored 9 and 15 for 24. Tri-Village scored 11 and 16 and leads at 27-24 at the half.
And again, this is Tri-Village's first game this year without Morgan Hunt. A pretty impressive performance considering they're playing without a four-year varsity player.
Right.
But like you said, Chuck, a really great effort there by Rushi late, and I think that three-point play that Borchers had really showed what you were saying about how they were able to beat Tri-Village back a lot of times.
Yeah, that's what they need to do, and I think the other thing is if you run the floor, Tri-Village's not very deep from their bench right now. So, you know, if you just got to try to tire them out a little bit. I think the freshman, Hager, got a little tired there towards the end of the quarter. She got her second foul and had to sit, but I think she needed a rest. So he's going to have to use these timeouts strategically and try to keep his team rested.
Yes, and that is Tri-Village coach Brad Gray that Chuck is talking about, longtime girls basketball coach there. And, of course, Rushi led by former longtime boys basketball coach Paul Bremigen. He was here for 30 years and was at Troy for 5. He came out of retirement and has now been coaching the Raiders girls team for 2 years. American Architectural Glass and Schnippel Construction, your halftime sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. We are getting ready to start the second half. Tri-Village on top of Rushi, 27-24, as we prepare to get things underway. This is the first high-profile girls basketball non-conference game we're going to have this week. On Saturday, we have the Mr. Wildcats traveling to Fort Loramie for a big rivalry game. Those two arch rivals there. That game always is a fun one. And we have Friday night SCAL boys action as well, as Jackson Center will travel to Botkin. So it should be a fun weekend for us, Chuck, with those two games.
Yep. Yep, looking forward to it.
Both squads now heading back out on the court here as we prepare to get things underway. Did talk to some Tri-Village fans near us here in the stands at Rushi. And Morgan Hunt had a sprain, and that is why she's wearing a boot. She is expected to only be out 2 weeks, so yep. It'll just be a short period that Tri-Village will be without her. And the Patriots without her have been playing pretty decently here so far. But as we talked about in our halftime coverage, a nice run by Rushi to finish things off in that half. And that cut down a 12-point gap to 3. Tri-Village got it to start the third quarter. Rushi knocked it out, so Tri-Village now taking it in and getting back underway. The Patriots in all black, they're going from right to left. In the second half, Rushi in all white going from left to right. We are here above the scores table at center court at Claire C. Niveau Gymnasium. Sagister with it near half court, 7:38 and counting. She lobs it over to Black. Black goes over to DeLong in the left corner. It's no good. Borchers grabs the rebound, races down the court, goes up for a shot. Air ball, no good. Goubeau gets the long rebound in the left corner. She dribbles around the arch, backs out to half court, and Rushi is going to reset here. Maya Monin with it on the right wing. She goes over to Goubeau. Goubeau goes over to Sherman, who pulls up for a three. No good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Ronnie Poling, trying to grab the rebound, and it will be Tri-Village ball there. There was Hager down in the vicinity of that.
Yeah, I don't think Coach Bremergen thought it was off them, but it was close.
So Tri-Village gets it. Taking it up the court now is Richards. Richards, double team, throws a bounce pass over to Sagister. Sagister goes, tries to go inside,
wow.
Does get it inside to Hager. Wow. Sherman put her arms up there. I thought she was going to rip that ball away. Hager was able to come away with the pass and gets a great shot to fall off the glass. First points of this second half. Tri-Village ahead, 29-24, but not anymore. Beautiful three-pointer from the left corner by Reese Goubeau for Rushi. That cuts it down to 2 points, 29-27. Goubeau rips it away now, throws it to Sherman, and Sherman gets a shot off the glass to tie it up, 29-29. 5 quick points for the Raiders have tied this for the first time since early in the second quarter. That was late in the first quarter, actually, when it was tied 9-9,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes.
So that was late in the first quarter last time this was tied. So Rushi has battled back from a 12-point deficit at one point in that second quarter to tie it. Sagister takes it in after it was knocked away. She's dribbling, throws it over on the right wing to Black. Black dribbling with it, looking, being held up by Poling. She does get it away, throws a bounce pass over to Richards, who came to her aid. Richards is now dribbled along left wing. She goes back over right wing to Black, and there is a foul. Black was going up for a shot. This foul is before the shot, and that goes against Reese Goubeau. That is the first foul for Rushi. Excuse me, second foul for Rushi in this second half. Clock stops with 5:51 to go in the third quarter. Tie game 29-29. Hager gets the long inbounds pass. She hands off to Sagister. Sagister dribbling, double teamed. Tried to throw a pass. It's ripped away. Goubeau goes back up to Sherman, and Sherman gets it to fall. It was Sherman and Goubeau there on that double team. Goubeau ripped it away. Sherman saw it happening, raced down the court. She was there to grab the pass and get the shot to fall off the glass to put Rushi ahead for the first time tonight. Rushi leads 31-29 with 5 minutes and 32 seconds left. Coach Brad Gray calls a timeout for the Patriots, and we'll be back right after this on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip 'em, crunch 'em. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get 3 hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite?
favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney.
Rushi ahead for the first time tonight, 31-29 here in the third quarter. Chuck, as we were talking about there during that timeout, Rushi doing a fantastic job trapping.
Well, yeah, they're trapping them at midcourt, and they're doing a nice job. Tri-Village is bringing the ball over midcourt where the trap is instead of reversing it and making the trap have to go across court. If they start doing that, I think they're going to be okay.
Sagister takes it in after Tri-Village's timeout there. 5:26 and counting. Patriots find themselves down by 2 points. Sagister races inside, goes up for a shot, and gets it to fall. That ties it up 31-31, 5:15 and counting left in the third quarter.
That works too.
Dubow has it, throws it inside to Sherman. Sherman goes back out to Borchers. Borchers drives inside, pulls up for a jumper. It's no good. Sherman grabbed the rebound, was trying to go for a putback. She was fouled by Black. And Sherman goes to the free throw line now for the Raiders. Or no, it was before the shot. See, I couldn't tell for sure. Looked like she was going up. You thought the same as I, Chuck?
I'd be racing, so yes. Boy, what a move by Sagister that last time to go through that zone and shoot the layup left-handed.
It absolutely was. So Rushi will take it in after the foul. They get it to Borchers. She's there. Gets a shot to fall off the glass from right under the basket. Rushi ahead again. 33-31, 4:55 and counting. Left in the second. Sagister is called for an over and back as she threw a long pass there.
She surely did.
And Rushi will get it now from right below us here at half court. There is Kelby Dosick coming in for Ronnie Poling. Maya Monin throws it out to Borchers. Besides those three, Sherman and Dubow are in right now for the Raiders. Dubow gets a pass. She goes over to Dosick. Dosick top the key, throws it over to Monin. Monin throws a pass back out to Borchers. Nearly gets away from her, but she recovers. Throws a bounce pass inside to Sherman. Sherman turns, shoots, no good. Rebound by Dosick. She gets it in to Sherman. Sherman goes to Borchers, top of the key. She goes inside, pulls up for a shot, no good. Gets a rebound and makes the putback attempt to put Rushi ahead 35-31 with 4:18 and counting left in this second quarter. Sagister double-teamed again, and there is a foul that goes against Dubow. It was Dubow and Sherman there on the double-team again.
I think they called it on Sherman.
Okay. That is Rushi's third foul here in the third quarter. Third foul this second half. Tri-Village has one. Tri-Village takes it in after the foul. Sagister dribbling. Held up again, double teamed as the ball knocked away. Oh, they call a travel on her.
Yes, she did. She tried to split the double team, and that works if you have your dribble. She didn't have a dribble.
Right. So that is a turnover as a result for the Patriots, and Rushi now gets it 4:02 and counting left in the third quarter. Ahead 35-31 over the Patriots. Borchers has it, dribbles inside from the right wing, then goes back out to Grace Holscher, who just came back in, and she's called for a travel. Holscher, a 5'6" senior. She is one of 8 seniors for the Raiders. Also in right now is Sherman, Borchers, Dubow, and Dosick. Sagister dribbles up court, and she is fouled by Holscher. She was just about across half court. I think Coach Brimagen doesn't like that call.
Well, she did get shoved down, but she fouled her 4 times before she got fouled.
Okay.
She got fouled, so I think it was the correct call.
Fans getting into it here a little bit at Claricene of O Gymnasium. Rushi ahead, 35-31. They've dominated the last 12 or so minutes of this game. Probably more like about 10 minutes or so of this game. Ball goes out of bounds off of Rushi as Tri-Village was trying to throw a pass in bounds. Now Tri-Village is going to take it in from under its own basket. Sagister goes inside to Black. Black dribbling with it, looking for somebody to pass to him along the right side. Throws it to Hager, and we have a foul. It's an offensive foul that was away from the ball.
Yeah, it was on Sagister. She just took her, threw her down on the ground.
Was that Holscher that she shoved down?
Yep.
There? Okay. So Holscher goes to the ground. Sagister picks up the offensive foul. That is the second foul of this half for the Patriots. And Rushi now taking it across half court. 3:24 and counting left in the third quarter. Goubeau has it. She throws over to Sherman. They exchange again. Now Goubeau along the left wing goes to Holscher. Holscher now dribbles along the arc right side. Throws a bounce pass inside to Sherman. Sherman being guarded by Hager. Sherman goes up and gets the shot over. Rushi's student section goes wild. Raiders ahead 37-31. 3 minutes and counting left. Not counting anymore as Tri-Village coach Brad Gray calls a full timeout. 37-31 lead for Rushi here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Rushi on top of Tri-Village, 37-31, coming out of this Tri-Village timeout. All Rushi here in this third quarter after a good first basket by the Patriots. It is what, a 13-4 advantage so far in this quarter?
Third quarter, yep.
Great run by Rushi to start things off. Tri-Village will try to answer here. Getting the ball out of the timeout is Richards. Richards nearly shoved back over half court. Throws a pass to Sagister, who has to make a diving save before going out of bounds. But it's Rushi who comes away with that save. Borchers now has it inside. Goes up for a shot. No good. They're fighting for the rebound under the basket. Coming away with it is Dosek. She misses a putback attempt, and Hager grabs the rebound. She throws to Sagister, and Sagister now working across half court for Tri-Village. She goes inside, dribbling with it, goes up for a shot. It's no good, but she was fouled as she shot from directly under the basket. I think that was Dosek who fouled her. That is not who fouled her. That was Holscher who was called for
Holscher,
the foul.
Yeah.
So that sends Sagister to the free throw line. Her first attempt rolls out.
I was getting ready to say this is usually pretty automatic.
Sagister will try to be automatic on the second attempt. It is a point the Patriots need as they have struggled here offensively in this third quarter. Second free throw rolls out as well. Borchers grabs the rebound. Rushi races down. It's into the court. Monin has it left wing. She throws it over on the right wing to Jayla Shappy, who has come in. Shappy goes back over to Borchers, who pulls up for a beautiful jumper.
This might be the coming out party for C.C. Borchers, being quite the offensive star. It's over and back.
And that is over and back, as Chuck saw developing as he was commenting there. That was Torrey Richards who had it, who went over and back.
But they keep dribbling the basketball right along the center line. I'm not sure what the heck. You need somebody on the bench to tell them what to do, and right now I don't think they're getting any coaching.
After that Borchers jumper, Rushi is now ahead 39-31, 1:57 and counting left in this third quarter. Poling has it on the free throw line, goes over to Borchers. Borchers pulls up for a jumper. It's no good, but she was fouled as she shot and will now go to the free throw line. Picking up the foul is Torrey Richards. Clock stops with 1:49 left in the third quarter. Borchers dribbles, puts up her free throw. It's good. Second one coming up. That pushes the lead now to 9, 40-31. What a quarter for Rushi. Second free throw attempt is up and nothing but net. Beautiful pair of free throws there for C.C. Borchers, one of eight seniors for the Raiders. And Rushi now ahead by 10. They trailed by 12 earlier in this game. With it for Tri-Village. Inside is Richards, and she gets a shot to fall to break a long scoreless drought. Borchers races down the court for Rushi. She goes to Dosek. Dosek goes back over to Shappy. Shappy throws it inside to Dosik, and Dosik gets a shot to fall off the glass. 10-point lead again, 43-33. Sagister races down the court. She throws it over to DeLong. DeLong goes back out to Sagister. Long three off the front of the rim, no good. Ooh. Racing and getting a long rebound is Black.
Good effort.
Black throws it over to Richards. Richards nearly loses the ball, but throws it back to Sagister, who fires up a three off the rim. No good. Out of bounds off of Tri-Village on the rebound attempt. That was DeLong, who was trying to come down with it. And Rushi now gets the ball. They'll take it out from under Tri-Village's basket with 51.6 seconds left in the third quarter. Raiders ahead by 10. Rushi works it down to Poling. It's knocked away by Hager. And there is a whistle. That is a foul against Tri-Village.
No, it's
against, no, it's against Rushi.
Yeah, it's on Rushi.
That is Poling who picked up the foul there.
Ronnie has got to come when the pass is coming to you to, on the block. You can't stand there and wait for it. You got to get your feet and take at least a step forward. That's what happened that time, and Hager just stayed back here and knocked the ball away.
The clock stopped with 42.3 seconds left. Tri-Village takes it in, trailing Rushi by 10 points. Sagister races across half court. Throws it over, right wing to Black. Black looking, throws a pass over to DeLong, who goes up for a shot, blocked by Sherman. Black got the rebound, and then we have a travel called on her after she had grabbed the block, and Rushi will now get the ball. As a result, 29.6 seconds left in the third quarter. Rushi ahead at 43-33. Goubeau throws it to Sherman. She nearly lost it, but comes away with it. Now throws it back to Goubeau. Goubeau, right wing, goes over to Putoff, who pulls up for a shot. It's no good. Excuse me, that was Shappy, who pulled up for that shot. Jayla Shappy. Ball goes out of bounds after the missed shot. Tri-Village gets it with 15 seconds and counting now. Patriots get it across. Half court. With it is Richards. Richards throws it over to DeLong to try throwing a pass inside. Rushi takes it away. Raiders race down. Goubeau, three at the buzzer. Hits off the rim. No good, but it was still a fantastic quarter for Rushi, who trailed 27-24 entering the third quarter and exits leading 43-33. We'll be back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Rushi leads Tri-Village 43-33 to start the fourth quarter, and the Raiders get the ball to start things off, have the opportunity to extend their lead. Goubeau had it through a bounce pass. She was looking for Holscher. It went out of bounds off of Holscher's Tri-Village defender, and the Raiders will take it in front of their own bench. Maya Monin throws it inside to Ronnie Poling. Poling goes over to Kate Sherman. Kate Sherman dribbles inside. Can't get the shot to fall. It was a nice move inside. We have a foul on Rushi on the rebound attempt. I think that may have went against Grace Holscher. No, it did not. Was that Poling they called it on? I believe it was Ronnie Poling called for the foul there. I caught the four the official was throwing up.
That's seven and teams, so we're going to shoot one and one now.
Exactly. That is Rushi's seventh team foul. And going to the free throw line for Tri-Village is going to be Kennedy Hager, 6'3", freshman center. Chuck and I both really impressed with her, our first time seeing her. She gets the front end of a 1-1 to fall. Second one coming up.
Yeah, this young lady has got a really high ceiling. 4 years to see what she can do.
Second free throw up, rolls around, and falls in. That cuts Rushi's lead to 43-35 with 7:45 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Rushi works it up court. Kolscher has it on the right wing, throws it to Sherman. Sherman goes over to Monin. Monin, three, left wing, off the rim. No good. Grabbing the long rebound is DeLong for Tri-Village. She throws it to Sagister. Sagister works it across half court. Sagister dribbling, double-teamed again, struggling with it, looking for someone to pass it to, and there is your five-second call. Great defense by Rushi in this second half. As Chuck has noted, they are trapping extremely well, and now the Raiders are going to take it out with 7 minutes 20 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
Well, Sagister gets the turnover, but nobody came to help her out. She had three people around her. Somebody's got to come and make herself available.
Borchers gets the inbounds pass, takes it across half court, throws a bounce pass to Goubeau in the left corner. Goubeau goes over to Holscher. Holscher now to Sherman. Sherman throws it over to Borchers. Borchers goes to Holscher. Holscher, top of the key, throws over to Goubeau. Goubeau looks and finds Sherman left corner. She throws a pass back out to Holscher, pulls up for a three, no good. There's a fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. The last off of Sherman will be Tri-Village ball with 6 minutes 50 seconds left in the fourth.
Probably not the shot that Rushi needed that time down the floor.
Sagister is dribbling with it, gets it across half court, races up the middle, stops near the free throw line, throws a pass over to DeLong. DeLong goes back, and there is a whistle. It's a Rushi foul. DeLong had thrown it to Sagister, and it is Holscher who picks up the foul for Rushi. And Sagister now goes to the free throw line. She'll look for a better outing here after having two roll outs the last time she was at the line. Of course, she's here for a 1-1. Holscher comes out for Rushi. First free throw by Sagister up. Nothing but net. She'll get a second one. In now for the Raiders are Poling, Sherman, Borchers, Monin, and Goubeau. Sagister gets a second free throw to fall, so she gets two at that 1-1 attempt. Tri-Village has knocked down four free throws in a row to pull within a 43-37, 6:30 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Rushi works it inside the pulling there, and the Raiders able to get a basket to push the lead back out to 8, 45-37, 6:20 and counting.
Great pass that time by Sherman.
And they're racing inside and getting a shot to fall off the glass is Sagister. So that cuts it back down to 6, 45-39.
Yes.
Sherman with the pass nearly has it ripped away near half court by Richards, but she recovers. Now with it is Borchers for Rushi. Borchers throws it over to Goubeau. Goubeau throws it over to Sherman. Sherman looks and finds Monin on the left wing. Monin, bounce pass inside to Poling, who gets another shot to fall off the glass.
All right, Ronnie Poling, what a nice strong move.
And with Hager guarding her, Hager, 6'3", 3 inches taller than Poling, and a little more mass on her as well. Tri-Village works it over in the right corner to DeLong, who fires up a three. It's no good. Poling grabs the rebound, throws it back down to Goubeau. Goubeau pulls up for a shot, no good. Hager grabs the rebound. She throws it to Sagister, and the Patriots race down the court. Sagister pulls up for a three. Off the front of the rim, no good. There's a fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. And they call it off of Rushi. I wasn't sure who it last touched.
Two Rushi girls touched it last.
And that will be Tri-Village ball. They trail 47-39 with 5:11 left. So we can really hear the fans getting into it around.
We're right in the middle of the Tri-Village fans. They're not fans of the officiating right now.
They have not been. This has really lived up to its billing, though, Chuck. A great game between two 6-0 teams. Tri-Village now working it after taking it in. They're falling down is Richards. She throws it away, though, to Black. Black now goes to Sagister. Sagister pulls up for a shot and gets it to fall.
Gee whiz.
What a great saved possession there by Tri-Village when it looked like the Patriots would be in trouble. They are able to get a basket out of it. 47-41. Arusha leads, though, with 4:40 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Goubeau has it. She throws it inside to Sherman. Sherman dribbles, has a shot blocked by Hager, but Hager fouled in the process of doing that. Tri-Village fans around us don't like it. I didn't get a good look at a Chuck. I just saw the tail end of it. Chuck says she did get a piece of the arm there.
Oh, yeah.
So Sherman goes to the line for two shots. That was just the fourth foul in this second half for Tri-Village. Sherman misses her first free throw attempt, but second one is coming up.
Fans sometimes can be a little biased.
Sherman dribbles at the line. Her free throw attempt is up, and she can't get the second one to fall. It rolls out. Poling nearly came away with a rebound, but Tri-Village was able to come away with it. That was Richards who was able to regain control. Tri-Village now goes inside to Sagister. She dribbles, pulls up a shot. It's no good. Goubeau grabs the rebound and races back down for Rushi. Goubeau throws it over to Monin. Monin dribbles inside. Throws the bounce pass back out to Poling, who pulls up for a jumper from the free throw line. It's no good. Sagister is there inside for a rebound with 4:05 left. She fires it down the court to Hager, who gets a shot to fall off the glass with just under 4 minutes to play. Tri-Village has cut Rushi's lead to 47-43, and Rushi coach Paul Brimagen calls a timeout. You're listening to ScoresBroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
This is turning into a great game. Rushi leads Tri-Village 47-43. It's been a game of runs. Rushi was ahead by as many as 10. Tri-Village has been ahead by as many as 12. Borchers pulls up for a jumper coming out of that timeout. It's no good. Tri-Village grabs a rebound. That's what the Patriots want as they try to get back in this and get the lead again. Sagister with it, dribbling. She goes back outside, pulls up for a three. No good. Hager muscles away for the rebound, fires it back out to Richards. Richards throws it over to Sagister. She nearly lost her dribble, being guarded by Goubeau, but recovers and now throws it over to Richards. Richards back out near half court on the right side, dribbling with it. Throws a pass to Hager near the free throw line. Hager looking for someone to throw to. Picks up a dribble and throws it to Black. Black over near the right corner. Hands it off to Sagister, and Sagister backs off. 3 minutes and counting left in the second. There's a pass that went to Hager, and we have a whistle.
Silly foul by Sherman. Silly foul.
That is the ninth team foul in this second half for Rushi.
Hager's 4-for-4 so far from the free throw line.
And she now goes to the line for a 1-and-1 opportunity. 47-43 lead for the Raiders. Here's Hager's free throw. It's nothing but net. That cuts the gap down to 3 points, pending Hager's second free throw attempt. Hager dribbles at the line, puts up the free throw. It's nothing but net. We have a two-point game, 47-45, with 2:59 left in the fourth quarter. Monin works it across half court for Rushi. She throws it to Sherman. Sherman way out on the left wing, goes to Borchers in the left corner. Borchers inside to Poling. Poling turns, shoots, and gets it to fall over Hager.
Boy.
Great offensive looks here for Poling against in a defender who's 3 inches taller than her.
She's got all six of Rushi's points here in the fourth quarter.
49-45 lead. That basket pushes Rushi's lead to. Tri-Village working back down on its end. Richards has it. Throws it to Sagister. Sagister nearly loses it. Regains her dribble. Goes inside. Has a shot blocked by Sherman. But Sherman fouled her.
I think they called it on Gubo from behind.
They did.
Sherman got good block.
Yes. It is Reese Gubo who had the foul called on her, as Chuck noted. And now going to the free throw line is Sagister.
30 years of coaching on the bench, and I never missed a call.
Sagister misses her first free throw attempt, second one coming up. Rushi again ahead by four after that latest Ronnie Poling basket. That was the 10th team foul for Rushi as well. Sagister gets the second one to fall. 49-46. Rushi leads. 2:21 left in the fourth quarter. Rushi gets it in. Sherman gets a long pass from Monin across half court. Sherman throws it back to Monin. Monin looking and looking. And there is a travel called on Monin.
I don't know what she was doing. She had her dribble.
Right. That turnover will give Tri-Village another chance here with 2 minutes left in this fourth. Sagister has it. She throws it over to Richards. Richards dribbles around, goes up for a shot. No good. It bounced around the rim, can't fall. But she'll go to the free throw line for two shots after she was fouled by Maya Mannen. Richards with the opportunity to cut this gap down to 2 points. First free throw attempt is up, nothing but net. That cuts it to 2. One more coming up. Richards again averaging 11.5 points so far this year, in addition to nearly 4 rebounds and 3.5 assists. She gets the second free throw to fall. 49-48. Rushi leads with 1:54 left. Again, Raiders were ahead by 10 in the third quarter. There's a pass from Sherman. Nearly goes out of bounds. Monin has to dive to save it. Tri-Village comes up with it. And Coach Brad Gray calls a timeout, so it will be Tri-Village ball coming out of this timeout. 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
But each team has had their streaks where they just don't look like they know how to handle the basketball. For Rushi ran the score up to 10, a 10-point lead with Tri-Village turning the ball over, and now it's Rushi's turn. They look really shaken.
Great defense Tri-Village has been playing on these last few possessions here, Chuck. Sherman threw it away in a panic there. Monda nearly dove to save it, but credit, great effort. I believe that was both Richards and Sagister who were in there to be able to save it. And, of course, that was right in front of Tri-Village's bench, and Coach Gray was all over that, calling a timeout to make sure that Tri-Village was able to get a possession. So now the Patriots get it with 1:47 left in the fourth quarter. Basket here will give Tri-Village its first lead since early in the third. Richards has it, dribbles around the arc, throws it back out on the left wing to DeLong. DeLong goes over to Black. Black throws it back over to DeLong. DeLong goes back out to Black. Black with it, looking for someone to throw it to. Is able to get it out to Richards. Richards has it, goes out to Sagister. Sagister goes inside, pulls up for a shot. It's no good, but she was fouled. Rushi committing a lot of fouls here in this fourth quarter. That foul goes against Gubo.
This will be 12 free throws now shot by Tri-Village here in the fourth quarter.
And Sagister with the opportunity going to the free throw line to give Tri-Village a lead. First shot up, it's nothing but net. Second one coming up. She'd struggle from the line here today, but that's a key one she hit to tie it up. And now she could put the Patriots ahead if she's able to make this second one. 1:18 left in the fourth quarter. Sagister's free throw. It's nothing but net. Tri-Village on top. 50-49. Gubo has the inbounds pass. Double team throws it to Monin. Monin gets it across half court with 1:12 left.
They need Monin to get Borchers back in the game.
Throws a bounce pass to Gubo. Stolen by Sagister. She goes down and gets a layup. 52-49 lead after that steal and score by Riley Sagister. And Rushi coach Paul Brimagen calls a timeout. It is a full timeout, so we'll step away here on scoresbroadcast.com and be back after this message.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
A game of runs.
Yeah, boy.
Tri-Village was ahead in the second quarter. 1 point, 24 to 12. Rushi cut the gap to three by halftime. Continued that run into the third quarter and led by as many as 12. But now Tri-Village has stormed back from a 10-point gap and has taken a 52-49 lead. 1:01 left coming out of that Rushi timeout. Hubeau under Tri-Village's basket, throws an inbounds pass, and clock starts here. Borcher has got the pass, she's dribbling, gets it across half court, drives up the lane, pulls up for a shot, no good. They're fighting for the rebound, it goes out of bounds off of Tri-Village, and it will be Rushi basketball. Ball went out from in front of Rushi's student section on the opposite side of the floor from where we are. We're at midcourt above the scorer's table. And Mana now looks to throw the inbounds pass with 48 seconds left. She gets it to Gubeau. Gubeau goes back to Mana, and Mana gets the pass, dribbles out back near half court, hands off to Borchers, who comes up and gets a pass with 39 seconds left. She goes over to Gubeau. Gubeau back to Borchers. Borchers dribbling, goes inside to Poling. Poling turns, shoots. No good, but she was fouled. Clock stops with 31.1 seconds left. And Poling will go to the free throw line. That foul goes against Black for Tri-Village.
Poling's the only one that has scored in the fourth quarter for Rushi. He has all six of their points.
And now she goes to the free throw line for the opportunity for two here and can cut this gap down to one. First free throw by Poling. Wow. High arching shot off the back of the rim. No good. She'll get another attempt. There's a substitution. Grace Holscher comes in for Maya Monin. Poling dribbles at the line. Free throw on the way. Off the back of the rim. No good. There's a fight for the rebound. Out of bounds off of C.C. Borchers. Tri-Village will take it in. 30.4 seconds left. Patriots on top. 52-49 after two missed free throws by Ronnie Poling. There's the inbounds pass. Black gets it. She throws it to Sagister. Sagister dribbling with it. Has the ball knocked away. Black goes back, grabs it in front of Rushi's bench, and she is fouled. Was that Holscher or Borchers who fouled her there, Chuck? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. They were both right there.
And they call the foul on Holscher with 20.7 seconds left. Holscher has four fouls. Also with four fouls is Kate Sherman for Rushi. Something to keep an eye on in these last 20 seconds. That will send Black, Bella Black, 5'10" junior, to the free throw line for two shots. First one off the back of the rim, no good. Second one coming up.
Tri-Village has scored 11 points off free throws in the fourth quarter. Rushi 0-for-4 for free throws in the fourth quarter.
That has made a big difference in this Tri-Village run for sure. Rushi going to have a lot to think about if they're unable to come back and win this game. They've made a lot of mistakes that have contributed if they indeed lose. Second free throw by Black. Nothing but net. 53-49. Tri-Village leads. Rushi gets the ball in. 15 seconds and counting. And there is the foul. Gubeau was dribbling inside with it.
Still a common foul.
And the foul goes against Sagister. As Chuck noted, though, common foul. Will not be a free throw opportunity here. Rushi takes it in from under its own basket. 14.9 seconds left, trailing Tri-Village by 4 points. Monin looking to throw it in. She finds Holscher. Holscher, right corner, dribbling, fires up a three, hits it to ball. It was not a pretty looking attempt. Doesn't matter how good the shot looks, though. All that matters is it goes in, and it went in, rolled in.
That was Addie Shappy that made that shot.
Addie Shappy, okay, thank you. I missed that. Number 23, I didn't even miss that she had come in. Excuse me, number 21. I didn't even had seen that she had come in. Tri-Village fans behind us don't like it. Hosier is going to come back in now. She's checking in during this timeout after that three-pointer, which Coach Paul Brimagen called. The three cuts the gap down to 53-52. So Addie Shappy, 5'5" sophomore, is the one who knocked it down from the right corner. And that 5'6" senior, Grace Holscher. Looks like Holscher and, I think, Poling checked in during this timeout. In there for Rushi is Holscher, Borchers, Poling, Dubot, and Monin coming in from that timeout. Tri-Village is still in the huddle. Patriots on top, 53-52. What a game.
Well, you're going to have to try to steal the inbounds, and whoever, you don't want to foul Sagister, and you don't want to foul Hager, but you try to steal the inbound, as soon as they get the ball in, you got to foul. You can't let any time go off.
Bella Black will take the ball in from under Rushi's basket. Here we go. She's looking. Three Tri-Village players back. Sagister runs up and gets it. She is immediately fouled by Holscher, who has fouled out with that foul. And Sagister now goes to the free throw line. Clock stopped with 7.8 seconds left.
Did I tell you how good Sagister is? When they double-teamed her at midcourt and she ran right through them and got the ball and got fouled.
We've got a bit of a delay here. I think they just realized that it was the fifth foul. The officiating crew had not realized that on Holscher. So here comes Sherman to replace her. So it is Sherman, Poling, Borchers, Monin, and Dubot in right now for Rushi. 7.8 seconds left. Riley Sagister, 5'7" senior guard. Marshall commits, who's going to the free throw line for the Patriots. She misses her first attempt. She'll be back for a second. There's another substitution. Poling comes out, and that is Addie Shappy coming back in, who knocked down that key three moments ago. Hager and Black are in for Tri-Village, along with Sagister, who knocks down the second three. We'll get you a little up to date on who will be in after this timeout, as Tri-Village coach Brad Gray calls the timeout. That free throw by Sagister pushes the Tri-Village lead to 54-52. We're heading into the final seconds, and we'll be back on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Tri-Village clinging to a 54-52 lead over Rushi here in the fourth quarter. 7.8 seconds left coming out of this Tri-Village timeout. Dubot, Sherman, Borchers, Monin, and the sophomore Addie Shappy in for Rushi. Sagister, Black, Hager, Richards, and DeLong in for Tri-Village. Rushi gets it into Borchers. She races up the court. Goes up for a shot. No good, but she was fouled. Tri-Village fans behind us don't like the call, but that was a foul on Kennedy Hager, 6'3" freshman. And going to the free throw line with the opportunity to tie it with 2.4 seconds left is C.C. Borchers. As Chuck noted, Rushi has not shot hot from the free throw line, but these would be two huge ones. Borchers, first attempt. Oh, it rolls out. Went in, hit off the side of a couple of sides of the rim, and then bounced back out. Ronnie Poling comes back in for Maya Monin. Borchers has one free throw attempt remaining. 2.4 seconds left. Tri-Village ahead at 54-52. Here's the free throw. Rolls around. No good. Hager grabs the rebound. She is fouled. The clock stops with 1/10 of a second left. Tri-Village celebrating here as they are in great shape with only 1/10 of a second left and a 54-52 lead. A lot of things that Rushi is going to be able to reflect on after losing this game, Chuck, is they have a lot of blame of their own for things right. They have done, so some things to work on. But still a great effort by them to get back after trailing by 12 points in the first half. Hager knocks down her first free throw, second one coming up. And bottom line, both these teams, again, undefeated entering in this game, and we saw tonight why both are among the favorites in Division 4 in Southwest Ohio. Probably definitely two regional contenders here when it gets to that time come March. Hager knocks down her second free throw. Rushi gets the ball in, and that will end it. Tri-Village rallies from a deficit as many as 10 points in the second half and beats Rushi 56-52. What a thriller here at Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium. A great effort by Tri-Village to battle back in this game after they had had some struggles. Were committing a lot of turnovers, as Chuck noted earlier in that fourth quarter. They were really struggling against Rushi's trap for a time, but they were able to figure that out. They were able to take advantage of being fouled by Rushi, specifically Kennedy Hager, who was able to knock down several big free throws there, and they were able to storm their way back. What a game. And what a pair of good teams that should be two fun groups to watch as this season goes on, and two groups that are not going to lose many games either.
No, they're two really, really good basketball teams, and you go ahead and you add Hunt into the mix.
Right.
Getting her back, I like both freshmen, but Hager, what an outstanding game she had tonight.
When we come back, we will have the Clancy Stars of the game, and Chuck will give us a recap of the final scoring. Tri-Village 56, Rushi 52 in a non-conference thriller here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. What a game we had here tonight at Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium. Tri-Village battles back and beats Rushi 56-52. Tri-Village led 24-12 Early in the second quarter, Rushi finished on a 12-3 run to pull within 3 points at halftime. And then they carried that momentum into the third quarter. They led by 10 points, 43-33 at the end of the third. But Tri-Village battled back. And as you noted, Chuck, it was Rushi's fouling and Tri-Village's decent free throw shooting that helped the Patriots battle back in this in that second half.
Well, 15 of 18 from the free throw line for Tri-Village in the fourth quarter.
That makes a difference for sure. Chuck has our scoring recap here in our post-game coverage on scoresbroadcast.com. And I think I have a sneaking suspicion that there may be a little bit of an upset on who will get the star of the game for Tri-Village. But I'll be curious to see who your selection is.
Well, me too. rebounding 27-26. Really close. Tri-Village had a small advantage there. They had 7 offensive rebounds. Rushi had 10. The Raiders only turned it over 9 times. Tri-Village turned the ball over 15 times, 9 times in the second half. But they really rallied when they needed to. Individual scoring for Tri-Village, they were led by Riley Sagister with 23 and Kennedy Hager, the freshman, with 18. On the other side, Rushi, CeCe Borchers, and Kate Sherman both scored 14. Ronnie Poling, who I thought had a nice game, scored 8. Reese Gubeau had 3 threes for 9. The Clancy's players of the game for Tri-Village, I'm going to go with Kennedy Hager. And on the other side, I'm going to go with CeCe Borchers and Ronnie Poling.
Those are your Clancy's stars of the game. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
I'm Brian Belling alongside Chuck McBee. It was a 56-52 victory for Tri-Village over Rushi. Great comeback victory for the Patriots, who were again without four-year varsity player Morgan Hunt. She's in a boot after suffering a sprained ankle. Talking to some Tri-Village people here with us in the stands at Clara C. Navo Gymnasium, she's only expected to miss a couple of weeks. So Tri-Village stays undefeated at 7-0 overall in the year. And without seeing them with Hunt tonight, Chuck, like we said, this is a good team once again and a regional contender. And you can say the same thing about Rushi, though.
Yeah.
Still, if there's such a thing as an impressive loss, it's an impressive loss in that they were down 24-12. Could have got blown out, but they battled their way back and showed their ability for sure.
Yeah, they did a lot of good things. Just struggled at the free throw line, 0-for-6 from the fourth quarter. And Tri-Village, 15-of-18. That's going to get you beat a lot.
I did think you'd go with Kennedy Hager, the 6-foot-3 freshman, as the star, Clancy star of the game for
Absolutely.
Tri-Village. She is tremendous, one of the better freshman post players I have seen in a long time. She should have a great career coming up here these next few years at Tri-Village. And a great season ahead for the Patriots, I'm sure, as well as Rushi. Should be two teams that can make very deep postseason runs. We look forward to seeing both of them here as the season goes on. But first off, we have coming up this Friday, Jackson Center at Blackens in a Shelby County Athletic League boys game. Then following that on Saturday afternoon, Minster girls travel to Fort Laramie, a heated arch rivalry series between those two squads. Thanks again for listening. For Chuck McBee, I'm Brian Billing. This has been ScoresBroadcast.com, and thank you to these sponsors who bring you the action each and every night on Scores Broadcast.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center. Expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations. Locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection, and the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.